Welcome to Shomach Shavan, the Daf Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Biyako Shom, Lea Basitzchuk. We're holding in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Vov. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings the similar Gemara to what we had in Maseches Gittin, Daf Nuntes, where the Gemara says, that Moshe v'had Rebbe le'matzinu toiro v'gdulo b'mokam echod. As Rashi explains, toirosom v'gdulosom she'yisrael be'odam echod, she'ein k'moyse b'chod Yisrael b'toiro v'gdulo. To have one person who has the highest level of Torah and Gdula, Moshe Rabbeinu had it, and Rebbe had it. The Gemara goes on to bring many other people to see why they didn't have it. And the Gemara then goes on and says, also, by Rav Ashi was one who had Torah and Gdula in one place. The Maram Shif and Gittin Daf Nuntes and the Torah Chaim over here, they both say the same Nekudo. So what's the pshat? You need to have Torah Gdula B'moke Echad by Moshe, Rebbe, and Rav Ashi. So he said like this, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Shoyrish Torah Shebechtav. He's the one giving us Torah Shebechtav. Rebbe is the one who gives us the Mishnah. He put together the Mishnah. And Rav Ashi is the one who put together the Gemara. Meaning, as the Maharshi points it out, that Yisoy, that conclusion of everything that we have, supposed to be a Shoyrish, that there's no argument in it. That's what it is. This is the source of Torah for us. That's the Torah Shebechtav of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishnayos by Rebbe, and the Gemara by Rav Ashi. It's the Yesod. And therefore, we have to have Torah Gdula B'Mokam Echad to create that Kololius of Torah. The way the Torah Chaim says it is, the only way you have the ability to put Torah under one roof and to be mikabits everybody together is only with the Koyach of Torah Gdula B'Mokam Echad. Loshon of the Rambam in the Agdama of Pirush HaMishnah, when he speaks about the order of Torah, how Torah was nimsa from generation to generation, and he goes to speak about Rebbe, so the Loshon of the Rambam uses V'haya bechokma uvimaylo petachlisom kamo shahamu mimois moish Rabbeinu ad Rebbe lohinu Torah v'gdulu b'mokam echot. So what is the Torah gdulu the way the Rambam explains it? Tachlis achasidus v'hanova v'achokas atanugim. It's like the complete full Adam, complete Adam Hashol impossible. And he continues to say, Vayala mina oisher va'oin v'rocha v'yecholis. He's as rich as possible. As well, he brings the Makarios and the Gemara. So he had the ability, he was the big tzaddik and the big rich person, the big oisher, that he has the shleimus of the oilam. And as Tzadik HaKoyen says in the Machshev HaSchor, it's ois chof, that the only way to do Yisoy that Torah, that's what Torah Gdula means. Everybody is going under that one special, unique leader that there's no one like him. Just to add to this, what I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapir Zatzal, he used to always say that the Torah always speaks about the Avos HaKadoshim and says that the Avos HaKadoshim were very rich. The Avos HaKadoshim had beautiful wives. Well, why do we care about these details? Talk about the Avos. Says the idea is to show the Shleimus of Adam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha to a person, and he's so shalom, he's so full, he has everything. And this is l'chora what the Gemara means over here as well. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, and Rav Ashi have the shleimus, that's Torah Gdula B'Mokam Echad, and that shleimus is in order to be miyasa the Torah in this way. The Chasam Sefer, it's printed both there in Gittin and also over here, he says based on that, that that's the reason that Korach was going against Moshe Rabbeinu. When Korach went to fight against Moshe Rabbeinu, he said that he's richer than Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is Koyach bringing the Oisher? Who cares that you're richer than Moshe Rabbeinu? But the pshat is, he says, Koyach was saying, I'm the Torah Gdula B'Mokam Echad, not you. I'm richer. So I have more Gdula. You want to come and be Yasa Torah, and before that, you have to be the Odom HaShalem, who's Torah V'Gdula. You don't have the Torah V'Gdula because you're missing the Gdula. I'm richer than you. That was part of the tain of Koyach against Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Chasusev adds a remez. He says that the Oroin was Amma and a half tall. And the Shulchan was Amma and a half tall. When you put them both together, Oren on the Shulchan, they become three Amas tall. The three Amas is Aim, Lemikro, Lemishnah, Vilatalma, the three Emois that we mentioned over here, Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, and Rav Ashi. And just to conclude with the Yalkut Gershuni, there in Gittin Daf Nuntes, he brings the name of Rav Shimon Sofer. He says that if you look at the word Bereshis, the word Bereshis has in it Moshe Rabbeinu, because it says in Chazal, the Bishril Reishu Shil Moshe Rabbeinu Shenikra Reishis. So Reishis refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it has in it the letters Rebbe and the letters Rav Ashi. And he says also the letters of Rashi. Rashi before Shatayro. Because all of them were the Yisoid of Tayro. So it's mentioned the first word of Tayro and ends the Alkal Gishuni. It says, Vehu Pele. And just to end this short machshava, we see over here that the Torah Gedula, people use today the concept of Torah Gedula loosely. Any person who wants to learn a little bit and he has some money, he's Torah Gedula b'makom echad. Torah Gedula b'makom echad, according to what we learned, is the yesod of Torah. In order for somebody to be a moiser Torah, a shayrish of kol Torah needs to be given to Am Yisrael, he gets a Torah Gedula. It's only yechidim yechidim shebedoyra that have such a thing. Only ones that mamish moiser Torah and start a new era of Torah in Klal Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.